Hello there, this is Sifu Perhacks. I'm here with Sifu Jones, and what we're going to be discussing in this segment is this is a 10th month of the closed system module. We're going to go over the Volume 5 superset variations. Now, obviously, you've probably already seen the video, hopefully, and if you didn't see the video first and you're getting this audio file, I would recommend you watch the video first, go through the exercises, because a lot of what we're going to be referring to on this particular little help session is we're going to be referring to a lot of what was done on the video. So if you haven't seen the video yet, it's going to be kind of hard to understand the concepts that we're talking about. So again, if you haven't seen the video, just put this on pause till after you watch the video and then come back to this and you're going to get a lot more information. We also want to let you know that as you go through these variations, a lot of times you'll notice that we're adding things in a very incremental level. And, you know, sometimes it may look like if there's not much of a difference. Some people say, what's the difference between fast? What's the difference between slow? Why am I doing 7? Why am I doing 21? And we're going to answer a lot of those questions here today as far as why we're doing what we're doing and why we're kind of guiding you in the direction that we are. You've noticed throughout this entire training, when I say this training, I mean from the beginning of the Inner Circle or even way back to Qi Power Plus, we've always done things in a circular clockwise direction. Same thing is true here. We just add little variations to it. And so as you listen to this information, I want you to conceptualize that and understand what we're getting across, what we're conveying, and that most importantly, that you listen to what we're saying in terms of side effects and also in terms of how long you're going to be doing these exercises. It's really important that you listen to what we're saying, you heed our advice in terms of the timing and things of that nature. So that was kind of a long-winded introduction, but I'd like to welcome my partner, Sifu Jones, on the line at this time. Say hello.
How's everybody going? Today's topic, variations of the supersets, Volume 5, and we're going over basically the things that the volume didn't or the video didn't cover, areas like side effects, areas of what you're actually doing there. I mean, you saw the variations of the supersets and the fact now, instead of doing like 3 sets, he's doing 1 long, 3 shorts, and 1 long. And before it was just 1 long and two shorts. And you pretty much were stopping right there at the joint area. Well, now you're seeing that you're going past the joints, and he specifically brings that up, that you go past the joints. And the main reason for that is as you keep doing supersets, more and more of this energy going to come out of you. And as it does, if you would just keep as you were doing that same exercise, although the reason why you didn't do even the second long is because it probably would put your joints into a throbbing mode. And there's all sorts of weird side effects as you keep doing your supersets, because it's really doing so much more than you've ever done before. Now that we've gotten you where you're now doing from 10s to 21s, where you're doing double what you were doing, and what we're trying to tell you to do again is, yeah, it's going to start out around 10 minute speed, you know, where you had gotten the 10s down from 10 minute to 5 minute speed. Now we want you to go from the 21s. That will probably, you know, if you're just taking it as double, it's going to be somewhere around 10, 11 minutes that this 21s is going to take you. And we want you to go that back down to 5 speed again. So you take the 21s, doing just, you know, basically double the reps as you were before with Volume 4. You're doing literally double the reps on the 21s now that you're doing, because you were doing just the 10s. And you're doing them with the same speed factor. And if you can, like before, like we said, if you go down to 2 minute speed, that's fine. I mean, for people that talented and stuff. I know we got some feedback on just that Volume 4 that said, you know, boy, he's really going slow. And then other people would say, wow, he's really going fast. And so, you know, it's going to have a variance from every person out there. It's going to match actually some people's speed, you know, I mean, because that's the, you know, enigma of how this stuff works is some you're going to match right on to, you know, because you're probably, your heartbeat's very similar, and so you're going to do the same kind of speed thing a lot of times. But the difference of doing this the way with the 21s and in this particular way where we've added not only doing it back and forth in 21s, but we added another long end, and we added another short end to the mix, and a couple little variations. But we did show you a more economical way of doing it, where economy of motion is what it really is. Where before you were going over the tops and the bottoms, and you were doing this real kind of slow way, and you were covering a lot more areas, now you're not doing quite the same kind of coverage that way, but mentally you really are. It's just that now you're making a lot better motions and using your motions in better, quicker ways, because you're just going whipping back and forth, and you're not really going over the top and then the bottom and making it much more intricate than before. This is more of a speed thing on the 21s, and you're trying to pretty much whip them through pretty good. Now, you don't want to get to the point where you're just like literally slamming them into areas. You want to round off the areas as much as possible. That's why you go past the joint and not just slam on the joint, and then next thing you know, literally your joints are throbbing. As you go past the joint, it'll keep sending the energy in the pattern that you're developing with this blood washing pattern, and the next thing you know is your pattern becomes alive. That's really what we're looking down the road for, is you have created with this blood washing pattern in your arms and your legs, and in the clockwise way we're going, you have created this like fast racetrack, and it's teaching your body that it can use this particular pattern for overloads. And that's what really is going to keep you from getting hurt down the road as you keep doing this stuff over and over. When we build you up right here, you know, the typical person, any kind of overload happens to them, bam, right into the organs. What we're slowly showing you how to do is not just overload right into the organs every time, but start getting an overload where it moves around the entire body. Now, as you are able to do that, and down the road, in the third year, I go over things like chi bridges, you know, how you use a chi bridge to avoid overloads, avoid energy spikes. And I know that sounds kind of exotic. And, you know, like I say, you know, some of this stuff will, and I'll mention it early just so that when I do get to the topic at hand, then you'll say, oh, yeah, I remember when you mentioned it back then. And it doesn't frighten you or make you think, well, what the heck is that? I don't, you know, he's losing me again. And you can stay on page because you kind of know what it means. And that's what this is. I mean, this is teaching you a little bit at a time in order to get there. And the going to the 21s is a lot more dramatic than it may. You know, it's more, much more happens there than you just doubling the amount of reps. Adding that extra long end at the end and the short and where you do the flip back and forth on your palm makes a big difference. It really does start changing the way the energy will get caught up in these patterns. It's going to help you form heavier and heavier chi. Now, heavy chi is the strangest thing ever. I'm actually going to do a topic just on heavy chi to try to explain that more, because it's so easy to get caught up in making it too quick. If you don't make it quick enough, it falls apart on you. There's always so many quirky things when you're dealing with heavy chi. I mean, certainly it'll get to the point where it feels like water, and that you could do it something similar to water. And that's the thing about chi, is it does have similar properties to water, in the fact that this energy, as we build it up, you have to use a form to build it up the right way, because when you're not using a form, it goes wherever it wants to go. You have no control over it. It's like grabbing water. Not going to work. It's just going to drip all over you. And that's the same thing like electricity will do. It will just suddenly move all around, and you don't really have any effective control. And yet when you use a screen, you got so many better control factors than the fact that it is a circle. So it's just whipping around, and then you've got if any overloads happen, it shoots it into the forward of the screen. So it's a very safe form to use and why we use it. And it also is so good at using it through your body because it's going to hit and touch so many different areas on a person's body, or if you're going to use it in a healing way on another person's body, then you could with some other form that isn't so reliable. I mean, that's the whole point of using these particular forms, as we're showing you that they're very significant even in science. And several times, Sifu Brown has showed out the fact that they're using screens in one way or another. And just like we're teaching you how to use them in a mental way, they're actually making physical screens and using them, you know, through the use of lasers and stuff and getting very similar results. And that's why we really do use them. I mean, again, they're finding it out that way, and I found out all this stuff up close and personal that it worked this way. When we didn't have the machines that actually did show what that does now. But knowing that it works this way, I mean, that's the whole thing. You take advantage of the things that you know, and when they're being proven by science for you too, then you're nuts not to take that path, wouldn't you say?
No question about it. I mean, when you're doing these supersets, you got to think of all of the potential ramifications that go along with it. Just as we're explaining, and I think you've done a great job of explaining that to everyone as far as why you do what you do.
Well, I know at first, you know, I've told them that this is a speed thing, and it's really a mind thing, using your mind in particular ways, and what we're doing is showing them that you can go from light chi into heavy chi, and the 21s and, you know, doing it at that speed helps you create a different way of doing a form and faster ways of getting out energy than you've ever been able to do ever before. You're going to be projecting out more chi since you're just doing this so much faster, and your body's so much more ready for it now because you literally have gone through close to 2 years of training and 2 years of nerve fiber building specifically in this way. You know, you're going to start kicking out more and more energy, and so that's why we upped the ante on and made it to the significance of 21. Now, of course, like we've said before, there's plenty of people that would say just use arbitrary numbers and there's no significance to a number, but go to any numerologist and they will, you know, certainly show you that there's all sorts of things to numbers. And so are we using them for our own behalf? Yeah, in a lot of ways. The reason why you use sevens or you're using 21s is for that connotation. You can't help but immediately have a favorable connotation in your mind when you hear a seven or a 21. Your first word is lucky. You know, the first thing that pops into your head, even little kids, you ask them, they'll tell you it's a lucky number. And they don't know why, you know. And yet we know why now. It's just because it's been repeated over and over just so many millions and millions of times, so that throughout history, we pick those kind of numbers as ones with significance. And so it's really that's the whole point of doing anything, is to go with the natural inclination. If you get more power using those particular ways, use those particular ways. So you could, you know, have the same thing, and I could say, okay, well, we're going to start using 13s. And you would get just the opposite effect, just from the significance of the number alone. And yet that's crazy, you know. Use the number 6. Again, problems usually happen because of the mental connotation that we get with our minds, and they're so, it doesn't matter how they got there or why they got there, when they're there, they are going to influence the way you think. So when you know that most people have that kind of connotation already in place, not to use that on your side to help you along would be silly. It's like using a training device. If it works, use one. You know, I mean, it's just going to improve your skills that much quicker. And, you know, anything that's going to get you up to the mountaintop quicker is what we're trying to do here, you know, because it's such a long and hard ride to get there that anything you can do that will knock off month here, month there, year there, we're trying to throw into the mix here so that you guys can get just that much better at your skills.
and that, you know, when you get better at your skills, you're gonna understand what we're teaching you. And I agree with the numbers too. We've been doing those numbers for a long time, and it is what it is. But I mean, you can't really say it any better than that. But if we did different numbers, you wouldn't get the same effect. But now that we're using those numbers, you're getting a more powerful effect because of the power of the number. The power, you know, there's power in numbers. There's power in words. We've been teaching you that from almost day one. And as you get to this level, it becomes even more powerful because now you're integrating that number. You're integrating your energy. You're integrating that mental image of the screen. So there's a lot of factors involved here that a lot of you may not even consider when you first look at the exercise and say, okay, 7 and 21. But that's exactly what we're talking about.
And literally, if you would have used the different numbers, if I would have said, okay, we're going to just use 13s, we're just going to use 6s, there would be immediate negative connotation that would come across in people's minds. And the way it does with 7s and 21s is you kind of get almost a smile. Like, okay, what are they trying to imply? And yet, you already were implied. You are already moved from the moment you thought about those numbers because we didn't do the work. It was done over your lifetime, over the years prior, that caused you to think in the way you think about numbers. What we're trying to do is utilize any thoughts that you do have in these positive ways to get them out of you. And any thoughts you have in negative ways to get them out of where you can't use them in negative ways anymore, you know, to stop using negative terminology, only use the positive terminology so that you build better energy. The better energy you start building, the more you can pile upon this energy and the closer you are to getting to where the ultimate goal is to pull out something that you've never been able to do before. This is where that's going to lead because you can handle much more better feeling energy in you than you ever could on that other side. And this is that way again of getting to this next level. This is going to build up much faster than just doing, you know, one long and two shorts. That adds quite a bit to it. You saw that it adds quite a bit to it. But now when you put in that third short and then finish with that long, it's going to change your way. Or change around the way, because finishing on a short allowed blowout valves or allowed a lot of the energy just to dissipate right out your joints. And you just didn't realize that because of the level you're at. But as you start getting used to doing all of the set where you actually put in the other short and the other long and you're going past the joints, they're not going out the joint. All this energy isn't going to go out the joints like it used to. It's going to stay in the circuit. Now, this circuit's going to build up faster than it's ever built before this. I mean, that's the whole point of, even though that looks like a little subtle change, you know, well, just add more reps to it, and in one case at night, then, you know, taking off some of the reps and going slower, and you think, well, you know, what's that about? Well, you're going to quickly see what it's about. I mean, we're creating speed factors on you with the 21s that, you know, we would really actually like to see you go down, you know, as soon as possible doing 21s to a 5-minute speed. And some people will say, well, wow, that's really, really fast. And then, you know, like I know plenty of people will say, well, that's still really slow. I mean, can it go faster? And for those people, yeah, you can go down to 2-minute speed. Don't go too much faster than 2-minute speed because you get sloppy. And, you know, this is a precision thing, and we want you to go as at your pace for this that makes you feel right. You know, speed is a funny thing, and one person's speed is going to be way too much for another person's speed. But the good thing about being a Qi guy is the speed factor is going to continue to increase, and you're going to very soon find out that your ability to move in the past compared to now as you get to higher and higher levels is going to radically change. I mean, you're just going to come across faster than you ever thought was possible. And it just seems weird at first because it doesn't seem like it happens overnight, and it doesn't. It happens over this term, you know, that you really are going through, that if you started from point A, which is, let's say, that, you know, going through that first year, and then by the time you're done with all 3 years, you're so different than when you started. I mean, these exercise radically change the way everything works about you. You're starting to see that in a more and more real way all the time. That's why we do go over these type of things, so that you don't get hurt. You don't, you know what's coming next, because this is some weird stuff. And if you haven't ever dealt with high level chi guys or techniques, I mean, it's hard to believe at first that something like this could work the way it does. But what we're really finding out all the time through science is it works exactly like this, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what's amazing is I get, here's what I'll say to you guys that are obviously the closest, and is you should be able to feel my chi, and if you're real sensitive, you should be able to feel the screens going through. I mean, you can feel the intensity on some of the slower ones. You can feel the rapidness of the 21s, obviously. Now, I mean, I didn't even tell you this. I got a phone call, I guess it was last week, from a guy who was responding back at the East Summit for the Fertile System, but he was responding to the Chi Palm Test video that we have out there that's on YouTube that we've gotten such an awesome response from. But he called me and he said, the first time I looked at your video, I didn't feel anything. Second time, he goes, I can't believe it. I was just relaxed down, and it was like the chi was just shooting into my chest. He goes, I was just so excited that I could actually feel it coming across the computer screen just like you said it would. And he said, that's what it felt like. And it was just a totally, I never spoke to this person ever. I mean, this was a totally unrehearsed thing. He just left it on my phone. And I was kind of excited about that because of the fact that did experience that. So
yeah, it is funny how different people experience it in different ways, and but everybody that's getting to this level is actually, we're getting the best responses from them because they finally are getting everything to work pretty well. And certainly the 21s are going to speed all your coordination, your body coordination. You're going to think faster. You're just going to be able to move faster and do things that you wouldn't normally be able to do because you're building your nerve fibers faster than you've ever built them before. So it's going to give a pickup of energy that's a little bit strange. Slow down with that at first. As you first get in, like I say, it should be, you're used to going down to 5-minute speed with the 10s. So at this point, you should be taking 10 minutes with the 21s, and where we want you to do is work over the next 90 to 120 days. We want you to get that down to 5-minute speed where you're doing 21s at 5-minute speed. Now, again, never go over 50 minutes of screen training, superset training. No need to. It's just going to lead to problems and pain. And, with this new 21s even, just do it one time, see how it works. If it feels pretty good to you, go ahead and throw in a second set. At 10-minute speed, that's 20 minutes. 20 minutes at any given time on supersets is the max. That's all you really want to do. Even if you're going to knock out 50 minutes or do that whole maximum in a particular day, you don't want to do more than 20 minutes at any time doing supersets. So if you just started out doing 2 supersets, you need to shut down. You need to quit, if you're doing 21s. And you're doing them at 10-minute speed. Now, when you get that down where you can get them down to the 5-minute speed, yeah, you can knock out 4 of them, and you're then suddenly doing them at 5-minute speed, you're still at the 20-minute mark, and that's fine. There's plenty of ways to get on schedule with this that you can, hit the marks that you need to hit, and you'll avoid the majority of bad side effects. And the thing about side effects, because this is going to be a whole new area of dealing with side effects that, people really haven't dealt before with particular side effects. And they kind of get really weirdly weird. some of them are going to be a mental type of side effect. Some of them are going to be the painful type. But it usually starts out like this. At this level, you're going to finally reach that area. It's actually the combination of using these fast ones at 21 speed and then going to the slow one at 7 speed and making those 7s last out to 10-minute speed. Now, when you first start, it'll be hard to do the sevens at 5 minute speed. But you got to learn to slow them up to 10 minute speed without it hurting you. You know, I mean, that's the first thing that most people will do is like the sevens. As they try to do the sevens, they try to put too much intensity into it, and the next thing they know is like, wow, this is really hurting. And because they're going what they think is too slow, and what I'm trying to say is, you have to learn to go slow where it won't hurt. This is learning chi the right way, and you can't. I know it would be a lot funner to do the sevens at 3 minute speed or 5 minute speed, and to go at 10 minute speed, like I'm telling you. Well, you have to pay attention, don't you? Or you hurt yourself really quick. That's the whole point: is you have to be able to dial up the speed or dial down the speed. You have to be able to go up and down with this thing if you're going to get any amount of continuity to it. So, as weird as that exercise of doing sevens at 10-minute speed is going to feel, and a lot of times, you know, people will say, yeah, I was throbbing after that. Yeah, and it's because you were doing it way too hard. And that's the point, is don't do it that hard that you throb. You know, most people at this level, again, on side effects, it starts out with a little twitching here, a little twitching there of the muscle, and then they're thinking, wow, I felt that. That twitched my muscle. Then they get all happy about it because they think, wow, I've never been able to do that before. And yeah, okay. What you're seeing is it's real. It's true. And as you keep going with this, it's going to go a lot more than twitching. After the twitching becomes this twitching that don't go away for a while. It may twitch for a few minutes. And after that, it'll go to what is a throbbing stage. And just no, for at first, mostly just your knee joints, your ankle joints, your elbows, maybe shoulders, different areas will throb, you know, and it'll just be the same way with the twitch. It'll just be a throb here and there, and then it'll go away. And then if you go past that and you keep this intensity up and you don't take the intensity out as you keep getting closer to the 10-minute mark, you know, because you're not going to throb necessarily at 5-minute speed that you're starting out with on the sevens. It's if you go to the 10 minutes too quick, you're going to throb. And it can actually make you throb really, really bad. If you keep the intensity up, the next thing that happens is you throb for hours. And if you keep the intensity up past that, next thing happens is these energy spikes that we talk about. Don't go to the energy spike level. There's no need for that. I mean, if you feel throbbing, it's time to stop. You know, don't go past to the point where, okay, I just know I can push a little bit further. You know, this is some pretty obsessive compulsive stuff as you get and start feeling this power, and it's very easy to go to the no pain, no gain mentality, because we've learned it a lot of our life is that way. If something hurts, you just disassociate from it, and you can still do it. This isn't that. If you do that with this, if you want to disassociate from electricity, you'll get hurt in ways that you can't even anticipate getting hurt. It could possibly lose you your shell. Don't disassociate. The higher up the mountain you go, the more you have to totally associate to what we're telling you, and you got to pay attention to what your energy is doing. You're getting more and more power out of your energy, and so not to pay attention at this point and just disassociate like you used to do on everything way back when is nuts. You know, we've been teaching you all along the way that it's associating to exactly what you want to do that keeps you out of so much trouble. And that's what we're saying here. You know, I mean, you know, throughout history, people have developed different types of methods. And a lot of people will flock each time that they get a better method out there. You know, you're going to get all these groups that will flock towards that new method. And then more information will come onto the scene, and the next thing you know is, you know, things like asbestos was thought to be such a great commodity to work with, a material to work with way back when, and then more information came in, and they found out it was toxic, and so they dropped it for, you know, like new and better materials were developed, and they went to the new and better materials as the science, you know, followed, you know, that this worked better, and, you know, this was actually better for our bodies anyway. Well, then we switched over to those new methods. Well, what we're trying to show you is that's what we've done. Is as as we started learning more and better methods, we dropped out the ones that were so flawed and so the ones that didn't really do what they were touted to be saying that they're doing. You know, most of the stuff out there in energy work that you come across, they have no idea what most of those exercises do. You know, the people that will teach you, they'll say one thing or another, oh, it develops tendon or ligament strength or something like that. But it won't teach you or tell you how it'll affect you emotionally or how a long-term effect of doing that particular exercise, what will that do to you? I mean, what kind of energy pattern will literally develop? You know, if you don't make energy patterns that work with each other, this stuff will just be nasty to you. And we want you to avoid all the problems that you would have doing energy work. Well, now that you know on energy work, chi, electricity, all synonymous, they all work the exact same way, you understand that you have to have this form. If you want to work with electricity effectively, without a form, it just zaps you any which way, just like an electric bolt would. You won't be able to control it. You won't be able to use it in a viable way. And so you learn these forms to be able to hold that electricity into it, change the attributes of the electricity whenever you want to be able to control it even further. And when you do these little things that we're teaching you in this roundabout way by these teaching you these little 21s to 7s, that's what all this stuff is leading to. And, you know, the biggest thing that we're going to show you again on the 21s, because what you'll find in the 21s, when you move faster, more heat comes out. Well, all along the way, that's what we've been doing, is slowly making that speed factor go up faster and faster so that you guys can get more and more speed out of you. But again, more and more heat is being generated. So again, a lot of people are going to have to go back to the ice again and say, okay, I got to cool myself down. You can't go hot and expect to get there. As the heat gets hotter and hotter, the clumping of subatomic particles isn't going to happen in the normal sense. I mean, we do this, what we're doing right now with you by teaching you this volume 5 is we're teaching you how to make liquid chi, vortexes, and we're also teaching you how to create form chi, something that will literally hold in place. And we're doing it in this weird way because we've found out over time that it just works so much faster and better this way if you do both ends at the same time and kind of meet in the middle. And that's what we're doing. The 21s are going to put out a whole lot more heat and make your body and mind force it to get cooler. And you use whatever prop, you know, I use the ice again. Use a cooler. Use whatever it takes to get you down to where you can maintain a coolness even though you whip out that exercise. Personally, I can whip out plenty of them and wouldn't even sweat in the slightest. You know, obviously, I've been doing it a lot longer. But that's the kind of expertise you can get with this, and it doesn't take forever. I'm giving you the tips that you need to do in order to get over to this cool side and using your mind with ice, you know, make every time you touch the ice, make yourself think of yourself in an ice area. Put your mind in that area where you see nothing but snow around you and ice around you and a cold environment. And the more intricate you can make that mental picture, the more it will change your entire body to start feeling cool, even though you're kicking out more heat than you ever have. And that's really an effective way of doing it. Now, back when I was really learning to get that kind of thing down, one of the ways I did it is when I would drive back and forth to work, and it would be like anywhere from 80, 90 degrees outside, and I would roll up all the windows. And what I would do is, you know, make myself cool before I ever got into the car. You know, work with the eyes, make myself cool, think I'm in a cool environment, and then I get in the eyes, roll up all the windows so it was just hot as a furnace in there. But I would, in my mind, think that I'm really still out in the woods and I'm surrounded by all this ice, and that the little bit of heat I feel in the car, it's not going to be there long. You know, and that I should actually feel it because, you know, that ice is going to dissipate it. And, you know, I would get from where my house is, and sometimes I'd have to drive anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour to get to where I was. And if it was like 90 degrees, I was always kind of surprised that I would literally get, and it'd be an hour away, and I wasn't even sweating. I felt comfortable and cool the entire way, even though I was an hour in a car that probably at that point was 120 degrees. And that's what I'm saying, is you can do all sorts of cool things with your mind, working it with this chi. You have to learn to kind of blend in the both of them together and help each other out. You can manipulate your body in so many ways, and this is another way that you're going to learn to get control over it. And you're breaking more and more of the hold that the body has on you, and you're taking more and more of the hold over the body. And that's what's essential here. I mean, you want to be able to make your body do what you want it to do when you want it to do. And you're not the body, you're the spirit. And doing enough supersets, again, that's what brings out the spirit in you. And a lot of the stuff that we're talking about now is going to just kind of blow you away as you get to those points where what I'm talking about starts happening to you. But it's kind of cool that it works the way it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, everybody's going to start feeling that difference, starting to feel that spirit and understanding that, you know, like you referred to the shell a couple times during this conversation, and there might be some people on this call that say, what are you talking about, a shell? Well, a shell is your body. And when Sifu Jones says lose your shell, that basically means, you know, that that you've moved on. You've died, you know, your shell's gone, but your spirit's moving elsewhere. And when you look at life that way and understand that that's really the reality of the situation, that, you know, you don't ever die. I mean, that doesn't happen. You just lose the shell. It's almost like, you know, trading in a car or whatever. I mean, the fact of the matter is that's the way it works. And to some people, you get excited when you hear that because you realize that, you know, that there is no death, really. You're just moving from one existence to the other, and then others that hear that might get a little weirded out by it. But, hey, it is what it is. It is the reality of the situation. And as you do this training more and more, you're going to realize how real the spirit is if you haven't done so already. And when you do that, you really come to appreciate everything that's going on around you. It really allows you to be able to live a better life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Now, a couple things about doing the supersets and going too fast. Because a lot of people, you know, if they're like I was, I mean, if somebody told me to, you know, get down to 2-minute speed, you know, doing 21s, then, you know, I was going to do that as quickly as I could. And don't do that. You have to obey the four rules in Qi power at all times. And it's really hard to do that. Or you know, the problem with going too fast for your body, if you're just now at doing 10s at 5-minute speed, if you would in just a couple days go to 21s at 2-minute speed, it would be such a technical workout, and it would actually be a painful thing. And so do this over time. That will work for your body. You know, work with your body. You've worked with it a couple of years now. You should be getting it down to, you know, how far you can push your body at any given time to do what you want it to do. And, you know, get down to doing the 21s at 5-minute speed and making it feel really good, obeying all the rules, and that's really going to save you so much problems. And it'll give you just a very nice day because it's a nice speed day. Everything runs like it just seems like the days are going faster. And it's a weird phenomenon that it works that way, but you know, even experimenting with that a little bit will show you the significance of how that will distort time a little bit. And the other way, too, as you go to the slows and you make it slow, I mean, the weirdest stuff happens. You have to take the intensity out as you go to the slows, as weird as that is. I mean, everybody wants to do the sevens and the slows because that feels so good and you can see the screens better and the whole bit. But when you go sevens at 10-minute speed and you're used to doing 21s at 5-minute speed, it really determines how hard you're going to do that. You know, there's no faking it then. If you're doing it too hard and you're going at 10-minute speed, it's just excruciating, that exercise. It will just feel like it's ripping you apart if you're putting any intensity into that workout at 10-minute speed. And that's what that's for. It's to get you to take out the intensity. You don't need to muscle this stuff. You have to control the electricity and take more and more of that mental thing in your head that says, like, I got to do this. It's my power. No, it really isn't your power. It's the electrical power of the universe that God made. And so you need to control that power. That's all. You know, don't try to add your power into this. This, your power is not strong enough for one thing. You know, muscular power is no way able to keep up with the power of chi. It's the power of the universe. It's explosive power. You don't have that same kind of muscular power as this. And so, you know, it's the wrong way to even think in your head that you would do it in this muscular way. You really have to learn to do it in a precision way. These are the precision ways that you can do that. And again, this is why kids can do it, because it isn't a muscular thing. It really is doing it exactly the right way. Now, as you continue to do it like we're telling you to, where you'll get down to these time constraints and really work on the kind of time constraints and don't go past them. You know, I know everybody wants to, certainly some days when you really have a lot of energy, you just want to spend some of that extra energy doing this kind of stuff. I certainly did, and I got more hurt during those high-energy days than I ever did on the low-energy days. Your low-energy days, they get you actually pretty good at this, and your high-energy days have a tendency to put you right into a brick wall because you thought you were going to go a little bit further than what you really can go. And again, you know, let your body tell you when it's time. Don't think, okay, you know, I'm making it time. That's the wrong way with this type of thing. Let it happen naturally, and it'll be the best thing that ever happened. And if you push this thing, most people get hurt. And that's just the way it is, isn't it?
No doubt about it. We've seen it happen time and time again.
Well, you know, the biggest thing that they got to get used to is getting the time constraints down, going from where they were doing the 10-minute speed down to 5-minute speed with 10s. And now we're doubling the load, and we're telling them to go twice as fast, you know. I know. It's hard, and yet it's in a line of training that it's not going to be that harder. We're just adding a few little concepts here to the mix. And, you know, that's the point. We don't want to overload them. We want them to get really good at it. And when you do make things a little bit too complicated one way or the other, you're not going to get any good, and it'll just mostly go right over your head. And nobody really explains any of this little stuff to you that, you know, why you should only do it in just the way we're saying to do it. And, you know, when to do the circle exercise, you know, we say to do it only 2 minutes. Why not to do it? You know, because certainly there's some energy days that you just want to work that for an hour, and you think, well, I'll get it down. I'll hone it down if I had this much time at it. But you're not counting the temperature thing. That is the next big, the third year, a whole lot of that is going to get you past the temperature thing, because you can't get past temperature the normal way. You have to understand how temperature happens, and you have to understand how you yourself can control it. That's what we're going to go over with you in different ways, but it's going to be weird. I won't lie to them. I mean, but what about this thing hasn't been weird? You know, I mean, when you say you're making forms just right out in the air, and you're saying you're moving things, I mean, the stuff sounds pretty weird. And we're just sticking along with what we're doing. I mean, just keep going with the flow of where we're going. Do the exercises in this particular way we're saying now, and you'll start seeing a huge difference between the two of light chi and heavy chi, and the ability to start making forms for the first time. And you make forms by cooling your chi down, okay? That's the important thing to understand about it, and that's why you're doing the slows, and that's why you got to see when you do the slows just before night, It's at a darker area most of the time. Your lights are down low. It's more calm. You're going to do it in a more relaxed way than in the first of the morning, all the lights there, and you're just trying to, like, jumpstart yourself, and so you're trying to kick it in gear. So much more heat's coming out of that session than the one at night where you're cooling everything down, and yet you're seeing it better. But that cool chi will help you make heavy chi that will form in place. The 20 wands, on the other hand, are going to work on the other parts of this thing which you have to learn in order to get control over your chi. And that's this hotter chi that it turns liquidy and it creates vortexes. And that's what that 20 wands will do for you. It's working on that side of it. You know, we got to show you both sides of it so that you can meet somewhere in the middle and have a continuity with this that will amaze people and amaze yourself. But this is how we're getting there slowly but surely. We're getting you over to this side where you see it, you know, that you can actually do what we're talking about. And it's not that hard. I mean, to make these little changes here right now are going to make a lot more in how it comes out and how you feel it inside. And, you know, it just seems like a little simple change. You're just adding, a short in and then, and another long in, and you're just, you know, upping it, doubling the price, you know, as far as like how many you're putting through you. And so, yeah, you're going to get doubling of energy, and yet it's going to do so much more than that. Even though we're just doubling it as far as like going from 10s to 21s, so many more things are going to happen to their body, you know, than what you would think all that would do, huh?
No doubt. I mean, that's the significance of what we're teaching them, is just by making these slight changes, it allows you to be able to get maximized results. It's really the principle of the slight edge. Anytime you make a slight change to something, that slight change actually down the road produces exponential benefits, and that's where we're going with everything that we're teaching, especially in this volume, is that you're making little small adjustments, and those little small adjustments down the road are going to yield very big results. In terms of energy, in terms of creating that power that everyone so desires, that's obviously going through this right now.
Now, a couple more things I want to add. Don't add other things into this mix, magnets, towels, rags, anything that you would think that would add to this, or, you know, all that usually does end up doing is distracting you from the key factor of forming chi. You know, if when you bring in a magnet or any other prop that isn't going to put your mind on exactly where we're telling it to be, it's going to distract it and you're not going to get as good as results. So we wouldn't recommend you do that. And we really don't recommend you ever go over 10 reps a day on any of this stuff. I mean, the people that have go through the price of overloading their body, and it's too easy to overload your body in this already. Easy to pull muscles. It's easy to get hurt really, really bad where you can't hardly even get out of bed the next day if you put any kind of intensity into this kind of stuff. Because, again, the little additions, that even though they don't seem like much, it really is now pushing it right into this pattern that we're showing you and developing on you. And it's going to come out of you later on in really weird ways. And they're hard to understand right now, but a lot of this, you just have to go into it long enough where you feel it, and then it becomes real. And the more you do feel a lot of this stuff, the more real it gets, and so it isn't hard to kind of follow the way. As the further up the mountain you go, the easier it is to see that there's going to be a view when you finally get there. And that's the point here. I mean, you keep doing it in the way we're talking about, and you'll keep getting the gains that you're looking for. And it's just waiting for that and trying not to put too much energy out there too quick. You can't get where you want to go before you know all the information that's still coming. And that's what the third year is going to be about, and why I decided to go ahead and teach the third year is for that reason, so that people will be able to take this to a logical conclusion without getting hurt too much. And it's really hard to not knowing some of this information about how heavy chi works and some of the characteristics about heavy chi. And so, like, I'll go over topics like that, heavy chi, and some of these other things that they're really going to need to know the further in that they get here. And the other thing we'll cover, like, here this even this next month, is on fractal images and on body breathing number three, you know, part three, and getting you there a little bit closer to this ability to body breathe. And it really, it's going to go hand in hand with what you're learning here, because I know with when people get to this level where they're kicking out the supersets and the 21s, the fasts and the slows and the sevens, this is where a lot of extra energy is now coming out, and it's real easy to get it locked up inside your body and start freaking out about it because you feel so weird in one area, not the other. A lot of people have that tendency to put it in their head, and what I'll go over in Body Breathing 3 is to show you how to get rid of all those type of problems and possible symptoms that'll come up from doing these particular exercises. But, you know, if you've just, again, follow the type of way we're talking, always obey the four rules. I mean, that's why they're in place, you know. Nobody gets hurt when they're not using, you know, these rules. It's when they break a rule, they don't make the energy good, or they, you know, they're just letting everything morph the way it wants to morph, and they're letting their body do the way it goes so that it's, they're not controlling that temperature element. Things get too hot. they will be painful quick because that's just the way hot chi works. Now, the cool thing about using hot chi is you can create liquid chi and you can create all sorts of other types, things like vortexes or tornadoes, and that has to be a little bit hot compared to the cool chi. You have to be able to have this ability to make both types, and this is another proponent here that's, you know, we put into the work so that you'll get to where we're talking about, where it will totally make sense to you that you can make a chi form here, you can make a vortex here, and see the difference between the two. Because right now it's, you know, it's just one of these things that I'm going over to you. You don't have the ability to do it yet, but this is what's leading there to that ability to kick those kind of things out. And it's the main thing I wanted to go over with you. You know, make sure that you do this the way you should, you know. I mean, in the Volume 4, when we first brought them out, and Volume 3 even, we started talking to you about the screens, that you had to change your attitude and what you thought perception was. And that hasn't changed. What we need you to do is see that this is all an electrical kind of connection, you know, that chi energy is something that can form in place. It can burn you, it gets so hot, or it can actually chill you to the bone if it gets so cold. And anything in between. You can use it in the weirdest ways, change the attributes in the weirdest ways. And these are the more controllable attributes I'm going over with you. You know, a lot of people will use them in other ways and teach them in other ways. I mean, again, all you have to do is look at somebody that teaches you voodoo or something crazy like that. That'll show you all sorts of crazy way to use energy work. That's not what this is. This is really to use it for your advantage, for you and your family, and to get ahead and to better your own life, to get more health out of it, and to better your fellow man. I mean, you can do so much better working in union with people than you can working against them. And you certainly feel like working with people when you're feeling on the good side. And when you're building the wrong kind of energy, you don't. And so that's the main reason why we go over these type of things, because in the past I have built up plenty of bad feeling energy, and nobody wants to go through that kind of stuff. You know, when you see how energy can just readily improve your life, why would you want to go to the other side? You just stay on this side. You build up this side, get incredibly good at this side, and if you had to go on the other side for protection reason or anything like that, you can easily. But now you know enough about it that you don't have to stay over there. You can stay on this good side for 99.9% of the time, and that 0.1% that may come up in your life, if you had to go over there, you could go over there. But this is the side that you want to be on, is this yin side. Do it like we're talking about doing it, and you'll avoid all these nasty side effects that comes to people at this level of chi. So do you have anything else you want to add in?
I think you did a fantastic job of going over that material. I mean, I would just reiterate what you said. Just follow our advice and make sure you're doing it the correct way. Don't go over the amount of time that we've set in place. Make sure you're doing it the right way, the correct way, feeling it cool, and making it feel good. That's really the critical points. But outside of that, you did a great job. Fantastic.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Have a great one.
So long. Bye-bye. Bye.